Hello?
Hello. We are interviewing voters about important issues in Ohio. I assure you we're not trying to sell you anything, and all of your responses will remain strictly confidential. To make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
How long will this take?
Just a few minutes. Are you between 18 and 29, 30, 49, 50, 64, or older than 65?
56.
Thank you. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, or black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
Well, I guess white Anglo, but I was some years ago would have been Southern European, but now it's white Anglo.
Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Now, there was an election in Ohio on November the 7th, 2023. Did you get a chance? Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
It's still a long time away. But the next mayor elections in the country will be the presidential elections taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? So very likely, somewhat likely, maybe somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
And in your own opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
The threat to democratic norms with a small d, again, if certain individuals get in power.
Okay. Certain individuals getting in power? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few days, few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months.
And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
This election being next year or the one that passed?
The one that just passed.
What was the most important reason I voted in the previous election in Ohio?
Yes,
sir. I guess the abortion codification in the Constitution. It was silly to put it in the Constitution, but I guess we had to.
Okay, thank you. So abortion and ratification, is that correct?
They had to put abortion in the Constitution, a right to it, because it would have been curtailed so that it would have been not a legal right, I guess.
Okay. Abortion, okay, got it. On the Constitution, is that correct?
The Constitution of Ohio, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And with the following, I would like to ask you, here is a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you vote on this issue. Here's the first one. Providing a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision, including but not limiting two decisions about abortion. Contraception, fertility, treatment, miscarriage, care, and continuing pregnancy, and allowing the state to restrict abortion after fatal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A, no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry one's own reproductive decision. With the following, I would like to ask you, based on that summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes on issue one or no on issue one?
Yes, I believe it was a little bit contorted, but yes.
And why did you vote yes on issue one?
Because some extremists were trying to restrict reproductive rights and other related fertility issues. You had to keep it non-restrictive.
Okay. Because some activists... Is that correct?
No, because extremists in the Republican Party in Ohio.
Because extremists on the Republican Party in Ohio.
Well,
okay.
Technically, they were trying to get before that in August, a higher threshold to change the Constitution so that this couldn't be put on the ballot. And then it was...
Thank you for letting me know that.
That was failed with a no vote in August, and then in November it was succeeded with a yes vote to put it in the Constitution to keep the right to... Whatever, that's about it.
Okay. And you say you voted yes on issue one in November 7th.
Yes.
Election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue one? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. Here's the first one. Just let me know when you hear one that you did experience. English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English
yes.
language radio ads.
English TV ads. English, the first one, yes.
Okay. And when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations or celebrities, social media influencers.
Neither, just me.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you vote in this election, yes or no?
No individual recollection of any item, day or item or nothing like that.
And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one, yes or no?
No.
Why? In your own words, in a small phrase, please.
Why did I not change my mind? Because...
Yes, sir.
The government shouldn't be getting involved in health
the
issues
government.
Between a person and their doctor.
Okay, so I have the government... shouldn't be getting in. Yeah, what was that one word you utilized?
Involved.
Okay. Involved. Okay.
In medical decisions with their doctor.
In medical decisions with their doctor. Okay. And with the following, I would like
unless
to ask you to think again.
Unless it was some extreme circumstance, you know, like.
Okay.
I'm sure
only
I can come up with it. There.
If there's extreme circumstances. Is that correct?
Yeah, an extreme circumstance, for instance, would be, for an instance, would be a religious kind of cult leader telling people you can't use medical... technologies to help save somebody, you have to just pray on it or something. So if that was like something going on, maybe the government might need to get involved in protecting the children of some sort of family that won't let their children have life-saving care of them.
Thank you for letting me know that. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No, just as long as I had the capability of getting there, because normally I vote absentee, but I didn't do that for this off-year election.
Okay. So, you just mentioned, as long as you're able to get to the polling place, is that what
right.
you're saying?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. With the following, I would like, well, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read
hold
your
on
message,
a second.
Please tell me. Sure.
The baby is throwing things. Okay.
Oh, may I continue?
Yeah. Speak up.
Okay.
Oh.
Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio.
Right.
After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Here's the first one. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way.
What are the instructions again you want me to do?
All right, just let me know if this message is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, very convincing, or not at all.
Did you finish the message? Okay. Did you finish the message, or did you go on to the second message, or are you still in the first message?
I'm still on the first one.
Oh, okay. Continue.
Yes. And that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops the band and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing, just as convincing as others, but it's convincing, very convincing.
Okay. The other one says, your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst. Pushed to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this. But activists want to take away that. Under the proposal amendment of the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex change, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument very convincing or unconvincing?
Well, there's two parts to that argument. One is not very convincing, and the other is somewhat.
Okay.
Part about
from
the
options
change,
that I had here, what
the part about the sex change or whatever it is, that's not very convincing. That's like an infinitesimal fraction of people that are involved in that situation. So, whereas it's a much, much, much more, many times greater percentage of people who are children that might be pregnant and who knows what the situation is, whether they should carry that pregnancy to term or not.
Thank you for letting me know that. From the options that I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? I have very convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not at all convincing.
Well, because you mixed in the other one, I'd have to say it's in the middle, because it's not really totally convincing, because you got part of it that's silly and part of it that isn't.
Okay. So do you want me to mark down somewhat convincing or not very convincing?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump opposed partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passed in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the mother's womb, of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortion allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument very convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing. They're just like the thing about the sex change, the, quote, partial birth abortion, abortions in the ninth month are minuscule in percentage, affecting nearly 0.0001% of the population. It's just a red herring thrown in to mix people's feelings up about the normal number of weeks along in a potential pregnancy that an abortion that can occur.
Okay. Do you want me to mark down for you not very convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Okay. And the other one says, when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, or our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one, even protest birth control and emergency care for miscarriages so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
It's kind of convincing. It goes to say without saying almost. That's the whole point of it.
Okay. Well, the last one says, legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. And many women have been so overwhelmed that they considered having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Not too convincing, because I think most of the people that have abortions where there is no fetal abnormality, already were mothers, so they already know what's all involved with bringing another child into their life to take care of, but it still should be an option, you know, covered by their own beliefs, even if there's no reason for a doctor to give any advice about it, because it's 9 months of carrying a baby to be born, and actually, it's more dangerous to give a child birth than it is to have an abortion, especially with the early on with the medication abortion. But the whole point of it is, if you try to start restricting, you can't have one because there's no health reason, then somebody's going to say, well, it's psychological, mental health, it's too fuzzy of a rationale for not allowing it and allowing it. You're just going to get some other doctor to say, oh yeah, this is her mental health. It's critical that she doesn't have a child birth in her future. And so it's the life of the mother anyways, or the mental health, even if it really isn't. So it's a black and white issue. You either have to let it happen or not. And if you don't let it happen, then you're restricting the rights of somebody's freedom to have a decision with their doctor.
And which party mostly shares your personal views?
The only gray area would be if somewhere down the line there was a consensus that after viability, and it wasn't impacting the physical life of the mother, then maybe there could be some sort of waiting period to think about it more, but that's about it.
Now, let me ask you, which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion?
It's definitely not the Republican Party, because they're the ones who are trying to restrict it all over the country. So,
and what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
The threat to democratic, with a small d, democratic norms, if the Republican candidate leading in the polls becomes the president. So you can't let the idiot Trump win. That's about it.
Okay. And if you had to choose which of the following three issues you would say would have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 elections, would you say the economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, or protecting democracy in the United States?
The third one.
And will that issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for your personal, Lee, in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 elections? A yes or no?
Well, it's another side issue, but I guess you would say yes, but the other one I told you is more important.
Now, I know it's still a long ways off, but it's the November 2024 elections for the United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for the U.S. Senate.
Sherrod Brown, yeah.
Okay, and that's who you would be
voting
for?
I mean, that's
for?
His name. I think you pronounced it wrong, but whatever. Sherrod Brown and who else? Continue.
And I
continue.
Have, okay. So, Sherrod Brown and the Democratic Party nominees for the U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote? Or are you currently undecided?
Sherrod Brown, because the other guy is all touting. The Republican potential candidate is touting being endorsed by Trump. So
now I know that it's still a long ways off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
No, Biden for the Democratic nominee.
Why Biden?
Because he's right now not the best. He's the best opportunity for not Trump.
He's the best opportunity for not Trump. Is
right.
That correct?
Correct.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you again for your patience. Just a couple more questions, and we are finished with this interview. In what country were you born?
United States.
And in what country were your parents and or grandparents born?
I think all of them were in the United States.
And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Well, as of 2008, the Democratic Party, but before then, independent.
Okay. So from the options that I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Democratic, Republican, or other?
Well, right now it's Democratic just because the standard bearer of the Republican is an idiot.
And do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
I would say I'm liberal on social issues and conservative enough. Financial issues.
And what is your annual household income before taxes?
Are you talking about household? That would be everybody.
Yes, sir.
I don't know, 300.
Between less than 25,000, between 25 and 50, or 50 and 75, 75 to 100, or more than 100,000?
More than 100.
And what is your last, I do apologize, what is your, oh, I do apologize, this survey is concluded. Thank you for your participation.
Question?
Oh, no, what? That was no other last question.
Oh, okay.
My computer just got a little slow, and then it just went to the end of the survey. So we done with the interview. Thank you so much for your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.